It was a difficult one today. There was no energy really about the ground. You know, there was no energy about or atmosphere about the game today. Disappointed in that really, because it was almost felt like the game was a little bit easy for us at times, and we didn't, you know, we weren't clinical enough. We didn't move the ball quick enough. You know, we didn't play in the manner that we would normally play at, and we were trying to go into today's game and put out a bit of a statement about how we're looking to play and score a number of goals. And I felt that we got into really good opportunities and really good areas at times, but we didn't have that clinical finish that we needed, and we didn't have that, you know, quality with the final ball. And it's not like us, because so far this season we've been really, really good. But ultimately, again, it was a comfortable win. You know, it should have been a lot more, but 2-0. At home is a victory you'll take at any time, and it, you know, it keeps us on momentum of winning games and moving forward. Today was as an interesting one, because I think, you know, Rob Hughes has probably been fouled double figures at least. We'll have a look from watching the videos, but there was lots of little niggly fouls going on off the ball today. And you know, Rob gets fouled on a regular basis, and I think maybe teams may feel that, you know, they can wind him up and play on him a little bit, and they get away with some leaving some late tackles on him and things like that. And again, he was the most fouled player on the pitch today. But, you know, as soon as he makes a tackle, he goes into the book, and it's something that we're having to cope with and having to deal with. And Rob understands that, but, you know, I think his discipline in terms of him not being sent off for us while he's been here, I don't think he's been sent off in his period at Connorski. So, you know, he's showing a greater maturity about his performance now, that, you know, even when players are trying to, you know, leave tackles, late tackles on him and kick him, you know, that he won't rise to the bait. So, you know, that's showing great maturity in him. But he's got great bits of quality, and when he turned it on two or three times today, you know, he showed, you know, what a good player he can be. And but we've got a number of those sort of players. Unfortunately, today we didn't show enough of that, and we can't comment on what other teams are doing and what other managers are doing or anything like that. We just got to look at what we can do and address what we can do and make what we can do better. And all I'm focusing on after today's performance is that it's not at the standards that we would normally set for Pistatin, but it's or for one of my teams, and it's a 2-0 victory. It's a clean sheet, and it was a game we were always comfortable in winning, and we have to improve on that and move on now to Tuesday, which is going to be a tough game against Llandudno.
Can I just ask you, ahead of Llandudno, Kai Edwards went off injured. It's not like the Kai to go off injured. Any news on him early on?
Well, we just felt that the game was won. Really, the game was probably won at half time, and we were so comfortable in the game that being 2-0 up gave us an opportunity to get Kai off. Because he just picked up a little niggle. He was fine to stay on, and he wanted to stay on, but we just thought we'd look after him a little bit, because we've had a lot of games in short period this season. You know, I think with the way we've been progressing in the cup, you know, we've had a lot of weeks where we've played three times in a week, and again we've got a really, you know, difficult game on Tuesday away against Llandudno, and Llandudno have had, you know, 10 days to rest up and prepare for this game with not playing since last week, this week being their 3 weeks. So we've had, you know, a game today where we've played, and then we'll be playing in 3 days' time against Llandudno, and they'll be fully rested from having a week off. So it was just an opportunity where we could have a look at a couple of players and getting them off and getting them fresh, ready for Tuesday.